And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 15th. This week in 1956, Colonel Tom Parker officially became the manager of Elvis Presley. In 1972, a Los Angeles disc jockey played Donny Osmond's Puppy Love on the air for 90 minutes straight. Police eventually raided the station, fearing that there was some foul play. The only thing that was playing was something foul. Tower Records released Freddie and the Dreamers, I'm Telling You Now, in the United States this week in 1965. The album Bobby Darin Sings Ray Charles was released this week in 1962. The Bee Gees made their U.S. TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1968. Carl Perkins made his first TV appearance in 1956, and it was on the Ozark Jamboree. Legendary DJ Alan Freed hosted his first Moondog Coronation Ball in Cleveland, Ohio, this week in 1952. And in 1978, the movie American Hot Wax about Alan Freed had its premiere. Jerry Lee Lewis became the first artist to sing three songs on an episode of American Bandstand, and he actually sang and not lip-synced the tunes. Happened in 1958. In 1974, this week, Jefferson Airplane became Jefferson Starship. Elvis Presley bought Graceland Mansion for $102,500 this week in 1957, $37,000 of which was mortgaged. Gary Leeds from the Walker Brothers was, quote-unquote, abducted by British students that were raising money for charity this week in 1966. John Lennon married Yoko Ono in Gibraltar this week in 1969. A parade was held in London, England before Martha Reeves headlined the first Motown tour of England, which also featured Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, and The Temptations. Happened this week in 1965. In 1991, Michael Jackson signed a $60 million contract with Sony Records, and it was the largest contract ever at the time. Bobby Rydell made his teenage TV debut when he was interviewed by Dick Clark on American Bandstand this week in 1959. And 30 years later in 1989, Dick Clark retired this week as host of American Bandstand. The Beatles made their first appearance at the Cavern Club, rather, in Liverpool this week in 1961. In 1992, Donna Summer received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Kenner, Louisiana, named a street Lloyd Price Avenue in honor of their native son this week in 1994. In 1990, Tony Orlando received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Gene Vincent opened for Carl Perkins at a Norfolk, Virginia concert this week in 1956. In the studio in 1954, the Chords recorded Shaboom, the original version. Fats Domino cut Ain't That a Shame in 55. Sandy Posey recorded Born a Woman in 66. The Coasters recorded Yakety Yak in 1958. Bobby V recorded Come Back When You Grow Up in 67. Sarah Vaughan cut When Lola Wants in 55. The Everly Brothers recorded Kathy's Clown in 1960. In 61, Ricky Nelson recorded Hello, Mary Lou, and his dad, Ozzie Nelson, played the tenor guitar on the recording session while he was celebrating his 55th birthday. In 1960, Elvis Presley's first post-Army recording session yielded Stuck on You, and there were already 1.5 million advance orders for that record. George Hamilton IV recorded Abilene in 1963. And birthdays, it's Eddie Money having a birthday. He was born this week in 1949. Mike Love from the Beach Boys, 79. Sly Stone is 77. Nancy Wilson from Heart, 66. Betty Johnson is 91. Nat King Cole, born in 1919. Adam Wade is turning 85. Patty Layla Boyd is 76 this week. Lola Taylor from the Platters, born this week, 1938. Wilson Pickett, born in 41. Clarence Frogman Henry is turning 83 this week. Robin Luke, 78. Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sisters, 74. Jerry Reed, born in 1937. Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer is 70. Joe Rivers from Johnny & Joe, born in 35. Solomon Burke, born in 1940. Billy Joe Hunter from the Checkmates, born 1919. And the late Johann Sebastian Bach, the incredible, the classical composer that we all know, who wrote melodies that were adapted into pop hits, including Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum, A Lover's Concerto by The Toys, and Apollo 100's Joy. Johann Sebastian Bach, born this week in 1685. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 15th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com and then click blog. I'm Michael Godan.
Treasure Island Oldies.